This is Nick Geyer, the Blues Pundit, talking once again about Moscow's new St. Andrews College. Before 2005, bright Christian students enrolling at New St. Andrews College, NSA, knew that the school's unaccredited status would put them at a disadvantage for future educational opportunities. Recent NSA graduates have now learned that they are still at risk, primarily because NSA officials have once again chosen spiritual purity rather than academic principles. Even though he received a perfect score on his graduate record exams, NSA graduate Brad Littlejohn was denied acceptance at a U of I graduate program. The UI requires that graduate students have a degree from a regionally accredited institution. Roy Atwood, NSA's president, told the Lewiston Tribune that he chose not to seek regional accreditation, primarily because these academic agencies are hostile to NSA's biblical worldview. Since November 29, 2005, NSA has been accredited by the Transnational Association of Christian Colleges and Schools, which requires that only one-third of the faculty of its 40 Bible colleges have doctoral degrees. NSA recently proposed that it be treated the same as Northwest Christian College, NWCC, which is located on the campus of the University of Oregon. There are, however, important differences between these two Christian colleges. NWCC leaders apparently have not found the principles of the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities contrary to their institution's religious goals. The U of I, NWCC, and most of our region's institutions of higher education are accredited by this fine organization. Nearly all of NWCC's faculty have doctoral degrees, while only 27% of NSA's faculty have PhDs. Two of NSA's senior fellows, equivalent to full professors, do not have doctorates, a credential required by all assistant professors at reputable institutions. Contrary to all employment management principles, NSA founder Douglas Wilson has hired his brother, his son, and his son-in-law as NSA faculty members. I'm not sure if NWCC President David Wilson is a relation, but I'm sure that there are no family members on his faculty. I'm also quite certain that President Wilson would not have called for the firing of any University of Oregon professors. In late 2003, when two U of I history professors dared to criticize Douglas Wilson's booklet, Southern Slavery as It Was, Wilson wrote to Idaho's governor demanding that the two be fired. The 2002 annual meeting of the Pacific Northwest American Academy of Religion, AAR, was held at the University of Oregon. NWCC was fully involved in organizing the conference, and its faculty presented excellent papers. Inspired by NWCC's enthusiastic participation, I extended a special invitation as incoming AAR president to NSA faculty to submit papers for the 2003 meeting held in Moscow. When I publicly expressed disappointment that not a single NSA student or faculty attended the conference, Atwood's response was that the NSA had better things to do than to attend the meeting. Collegiality is an essential intellectual virtue, which includes conformity to academic principles and respect for all persons involved in the academic enterprise. My conservative Christian colleagues and I disagree on many theological issues, but we are always collegial with one another, and we always learn from one another at our professional conferences. NSA complains about accreditation discrimination, but it has only itself to blame for its uncollegial behavior and its failure to conform to academic tradition and principles. We must also realize that respect is earned by responsible participation in the academic enterprise, not by vicious polemics and juvenile behavior. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgier@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.